Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, does Benny live here? The woman asked her. He does, and you are? Anna said. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Maria, his sister. I stopped by the club, and they told me he was home. I'm Anna. Nice to meet you. Benny talks about you all the time. You as well, and you're even lovelier than he described. Please, come in and have a seat, Anna said, taking one herself. Thank you. Wow. How much longer before the baby's due, she asked. Any time, actually, is probably why they thought he'd be home. So, Maria, it's nice of you to visit us. Benny didn't mention you were coming, though. I know he wasn't expecting me, and it's why I'm here. Benny and I had a discussion a while back, and I suggested that he tell you a few things that he omitted. Really? Anna asked her. Opening her purse, she removed a large envelope and handed it to her. In there are all his secrets. Apprehensively, Anna took it, and fear gripping at her heart opened it. The first thing she saw were pictures of her and Benny at various places. The club mostly. Well, that was no big secret, Anna mused. Next, she took out a document that looked official. She almost dropped it when she read it. What is this? Anna asked, her hands shaking, unable to believe what she was seeing. A marriage certificate. You see, Benny has a wife, Teresa, who loves him very much. However, she found out from various sources that he was, well, cheating with you. Well, hello, and good afternoon, and welcome to Book Chat. I'm your host, author Vivian E. Moore. And I wanted to open with something a little bit different today because our topic of discussion is going to be the book club. And I have this burning question that I want to know, and maybe you can help me out. What is considered juicy enough to be discussed in book clubs and gatherings of that nature? What I'd like to know is what you're reading. I want to know if you're reading contemporary, or if you may like adult. I know a lot of people like erotica and fantasy, and also YA. I just want to know what inspires you, when you gather together with your glasses of wine and your little author sitting around discussing the books that you're reading. I want to know what is the meat of the book clubs when you get together. I want to know if you read the entire book. I'm thinking that you probably do read the entire book before you sit down and start to discuss the certain topic or whatever the books are about. And I just want to know, again, what you consider to be juicy enough to be discussed in a book club gathering. And the different genres that I've given you, I know a lot of contemporary books, you know, they cover a vast variety of things, and I know the adult books are, they're semi-spicy, but for some who like erotica, now that's super spicy, that's like the hottest that you could probably read. Fantasy, I would probably think quite a few men would probably be into that. I know some women are, but a lot of people like the fantasy books, like the theory about the vampires. I'm trying to think of the name of the movie, the Twilight movie. Yes, the books, all the Twilight books. And I'm a big fan, too. I love Twilight, and I try to catch it. Whenever it comes on television, I love that series. Also, I want to know what inspires you. And, you know, I'm inspired by a lot of contemporary authors. And Tanya Ann Frosty, she crosses over between contemporary and historical. But I want to share with you today another author. Like I told you a few weeks ago how I downloaded the free book. And one of the books that that I had in my library is from an author. She is one that is on Goodreads. And if you're not familiar with Goodreads, it is a it's a book outlet source where you can go and have people for new authors or for anybody who has a book out that they want somebody to read and do a review on. Goodreads is one of those book sites where you can list your favorite types of books because people generally they want to know what you're reading, and then you can find out what they're reading as well. But this author. Her name is Janelle Smith Toussaint, and the name of the book is Ninth Ward Blues. You may want to check this book out. It's on Goodreads, but you can also get it on Amazon. And it was one of the books that I told you that I downloaded free. You may want to check it out. She is pretty popular on Goodreads. And right now, actually, on Kindle Unlimited, it's you can read it for free, or you can buy the book for $3.99 on Amazon, and it's available at other stores, and also it's available at libraries if you want to read it. I also want people to call in and tell me, share with me what they're reading, what type of genre they like to read. Let me give that number out to you before we go any further. That number is 1-657-383-0922. And I would love to have people, anyone, to call in and discuss what they're reading, what types of books they like to read, what they're currently discussing in their book club meetings. I'm very excited to know about that. So feel free to call in and we'll discuss that. We'll do that today and hopefully next week. I want to talk about some more of the contemporary artists and some more of the book club discussion. I would love to talk about that. Okay, we got a caller. Yay, I have a caller. I'm excited about that. Oh, hold on one second. Let me see if I can get a call. Okay, I think I got the caller online.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to Book Chat with Author Vivian E. Moore. This is my first call. I'm excited about that. Thank you. Can you tell me what type of book are you reading, and are you in a book club?
Well, I'm not in a book club, but I do like all types of books, you know, inspirational books, speeches. I love adult contemporary. And what you were reading, that excerpt was real juicy. Who wrote that one?
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but actually, I am the author of that book, and the name of it is Grandma Required. It came out about 3 years ago, actually, and it's still selling, and it's a very good book. But I thank you again very much for calling in and mentioning the book, because that gives me a chance to talk about my book. I try not to do that because I do want to highlight other authors and what they're reading. But if you were in the future,
that sounds like the kind of juice I look for when I have wine with a girl. You know, we want some relatable stuff.
Sharing the love of books and the love of writing, and
learning, we're growing together. And I want to know what you're reading. So do you see, this would be a little cool thing to start a book club with, actually. Probably should do that. I'm just putting that out there. In case that interests you in starting a book club.
Okay, I will definitely consider that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Maria. And I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. And anyone else is interested in calling in and sharing what they're reading, I would love to do that. And again, thank you, Maria from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, that's cool because I'm in Chattanooga. I don't think I ever mentioned that before, but I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you know, we're going in leaps and bounds as far as the different writers coming from out of this area. Quite a few. I am a member of the Chattanooga Writers Guild, and we have many, many up and coming writers that are also a part of that guild, and it's really something to be proud of. They have a local chapter of writers here in our city, in our scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're down to like 3 minutes of the show, and I just want to go back to the different inspiration. As a writer, I'm inspired by things that, you know, people tell me about their lives. I'm a listener. I'm a good listener, and I don't try to spy on people's conversations or anything like that. But I am a people watcher, and I do listen to different, going in or not, but it's a good way to get material for my book, actually. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start this book chat series, this radio blog, because I am so about bringing other people in on my love of books. And, you know, I was in my love of writing, you know, before I even wrote a book, and I probably said this before, I read so many books before I ever wrote one word. And I'm inspired by people. I'm inspired by life. I'm inspired by so many different things. And, you know, you never know, you know, when you start out with it more than just talking about books. It's a way for people to get together and spend quality time together. And just have some good old adult conversations without children, and just talk about the things that grown folks talk about. And that's what we need to do more of reading, because it reading is so important. And if we read books, you know, it's right, it's like our children to read books as well. So we need to keep reading. Well, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show, and again, like I said, next week. We want to talk about more contemporary artists. We want to talk about more book clubs. I want more people to call in. Feel free to do that. The number to do that, if you want to jot it down, is 657-383-0922. Today, show those who may be listening. The link to the show is http://obcr.com/n/911-8687. And I hope I didn't say that too fast for you to get it down. But you can also look it up, go to Blog Talk Radio and type in my name, and it'll take you to my link. And then you can get the episodes, today's episodes, and any previous episodes that have been recorded this past week. Again, preparing out the last few minutes, called in to the little excerpt that I read from my book. I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.